Now, he goes on to say here in verse 8, he answers, and I think this is the answer of the Lord Jesus to us today. If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent. Now, first of all, we're to feed the little lambs, and the chances are that we come in under that classification. I think all of us ought to come in under it. As newborn babes, Peter says, desire the sincere milk of the Word. Therefore, we are to feed ourselves today near the shepherd's tent. That's where the grass would be unusually green, by the way. And we need to feed upon the Word of God. And then it speaks of the fact that instead of arguing about these things, and there's so many people that will argue religion, will do nothing about it at all. We have received a superabundance of mail, and it's still dribbling in. After I went over the epistle of the Ephesians, where we talked about the doctrine of election, now I think I've had about 100 people that have straightened me out. I made the statement that I did not understand the doctrine of election, that there was a great deal I needed to learn about it. Well, I found out that there are just a multitude of people that know all about it, and they were going to help me out. You see, we've got so many folk today that want to argue. They've got the answer. But what the Lord Jesus is saying here is, I want you to feed the sheep. I want you to get out yonder with the sheep, and I want you to get the Word of God out. Instead of arguing about some little point today, why, let's move out. And first of all, we need to recognize that we need to be fed ourselves. I don't think we can feed others and tell about the joy of the Word of God unless it's a joy to us. Herbert put it like this, my soul's a shepherd too, a flock it feeds, of thoughts and words and deeds. The pasture is thy word, the streams thy grace, encircling all the place. We need to feed upon the Word of God. Then we need to get the Word of God out to others, you see. And today, the bride of the Lamb that's to be presented to him someday, the church, is to get the Word of God out. And I think, very frankly, we've more or less bogged down in it. And that's coming up again later, and we'll talk about it when we get that. Now, he says, therefore, if you don't know, there are a lot of things you don't have the answer to. I was talking to a young man up north. There's quite a few things he doesn't have the answer to. And I told him this, that I was told as a young preacher, because I tried to get the answer to everything at that time, I was told, don't let what you don't know disturb what you do know. Do you know that, well, do you know that Christ died for your sin? Do you know you're trusting him? Are you resting upon him? Now, there are other things that you don't have the answer to. You can't say, I know. I can say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know whom I have believed. But I don't find Paul saying anywhere, I know all about the doctrine of election. Now, don't let what we don't know disturb what we do know. And that's what the shepherd is saying to his bride. He says, don't let it worry you about that. You be sure and feed your sheep. You have a responsibility today. There's so many people want to talk to you about, what about the heathen way over yonder in Africa? My friend, what about the folk today in your neighborhood? What about your friends? What about those you contact? Are you getting the Word of God to them? I am grateful today that there is a party bedridden, and I suppose that in her town back in Ohio, that probably 1,000 people are contacted each month by her, asking them to listen to this radio program. She's a real missionary, let me tell you. And so far, I've never gotten a question from her. I'm sure she doesn't have all the answers, but she just gets out the word today. And that's what the shepherd tells us. He said, if you don't know about these other sheep, then you just keep with your sheep and make sure you get the word of God.